This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Jim Milf Affair by Jeff Incognito. She was momentarily blinded as she exited the well-lit gymnasium and stepped into the night. She squinted, waiting for her eyes to adjust to the dark parking lot that was nearly empty by now. Damn light. She cursed under her breath. She had complained to the boy at the front desk about the burnout street lamp weeks ago. He had told her there was nothing he could do about it since the gym didn't handle anything outside the building. She stood outside of her large Yukon while she fished through her crowded purse for the keys. She was alone in the parking lot, except for the man who was approaching her from behind. He had been walking by the building and had noticed her through the large glass wall running on the treadmill. He had watched her run while he fondled himself. If his parole officer knew where he was, he'd be in trouble. He wasn't allowed within 1,000 feet of a school, playground, swimming pool, or anywhere that women publicly showered. Technically, that included a gym like this one. He forced himself to abstain from climaxing and was patiently waiting until she finished her workout. Then, luckily for him, she left alone. "Need some help?" he asked once he was close enough to touch her. "Oh my God!" she gasped as she jumped around. "Holy shit, you scared me." She caught her breath, but her heart continued to race. He was wearing jeans and a dark hoodie. She could hardly see his face. "What does this creep want?" she thought. "You're too nice. But no, thank you. I am good," she told him and dangled her keys to show that she had found what she was looking for. "What's a pretty thing like you doing alone at night?" he asked. Not knowing how to respond, she simply turned and unlocked the car. She pulled on the handle, but the stranger had put his hand on the window so that she couldn't open it. "Don't you want to talk?" he asked, pressing his body up against hers. She thought about the pepper spray in her purse. She had felt it while digging for her keys. She attempted to reach for it, but he grabbed onto her wrist with his other hand and then pulled her so that she was facing him. She whimpered in fear. "I just want to have a little fun, that's all," he said as he wrapped his arms around her and pushed her against her vehicle. She screamed, and he put his hand over her mouth. "Don't! Don't scream, I won't hurt you," he lied. A million thoughts went through her mind as his rank breath filled her nostrils. "Scream again, knee him in the groin, bite him, struggle as much as you can." But her body was paralyzed and for some reason wasn't responding to any of the messages her panicked brain was sending. He kissed her on her neck. He kept one arm wrapped around her while he undid the fly of his pants. Chris stepped out into the cool summer night air. He took deep gulps, his lungs burned from the 5 miles he had just run on the treadmill. His eyes hadn't adjusted yet, but he made his way by memory to the corner of the lot where he had left his Harley. He always parked it in the far corner. It was his baby, and he didn't want to risk some soccer mom crashing into it with her minivan. He saw a couple getting frisky with one another against a black Yukon and smiled to himself. But when he turned off his music, he stopped. "I won't hurt you," Chris heard the guy say. "That's some kinky shit. At least wait until you get home," Chris thought. "Wait a minute." The girl did not seem to be enjoying the encounter at all. Her eyes were squeezed shut, and she strained her neck as if she was trying to keep her face as far away from the guy as possible. Chris listened closer. It sounded like she was whimpering, crying even. He took several steps toward them and saw that the woman's purse was on the ground. The contents of it had spilled out.
"Hey, what the hell is going on here?"
Chris yelled angrily, and he grabbed the man by the hoodie and pulled him off the woman. The man's eyes widened in fright as he struggled to shove his penis back into his pants. Chris shoved him to the ground in disgust.
"What are you, some kind of sicko or something?"
The man scrambled to his feet and fled into the night before Chris could think of constraining him further. The frightened woman buried her face in her hands as she attempted to gain control of her sobs. Chris bent down and began picking up the purse and its contents.
"Are you okay?"
he asked. It took her several moments to respond, but finally she was able to nod her head.
"Are you sure?"
Chris asked again.
"Do you need me to call someone for you or give you a ride home?"
"No.
I'll be okay. Thank you very much," she said.
Not knowing what else to say, feeling embarrassed, relieved, and in shock all at the same time, she hurriedly got in her vehicle and peeled out of the parking lot. A few minutes later, she pulled into her driveway where she leaned her seat back and had a good cry before going inside. Chris wished that he had thought of something more comforting he could have said and hoped the lady was all right. He rode his Harley around the block before heading home. He cruised slowly and kept his eyes peeled for the perv in the dark hoodie. But he was gone. He was wise enough not to stick around. Poor lady, how traumatizing. He thought as he opened the throttle and the roar of the engine filled the quiet alley. Half of the building was a spa. They offered tanning, massages, etc. The other half of the building was the gymnasium.
This is where Chris spent most of his time. This was where he was now. Him and a good buddy of his leaned against the railing of the second floor and surveyed the first floor where all the cardio machines and free weights were. They were scoping out the days.
Talent. I want to know who the lucky bastard is that scored her, Matt said.
There was no mistaking who Matt was referring to. A life-size Barbie doll. She was jogging on the elliptical closest to the drinking fountain. Her blonde hair was in a ponytail. She wore a neon pink sports bra with matching booty shorts. Her unnaturally round breasts were large enough to be seen from space. They bounced up and down each time her feet hit the treadmill. They looked like helium-filled balloons that might carry her away at any moment. Her fat injected lips were pursed. Her manicured eyebrows were high on her wrinkle-free forehead.
Don't you think she is flirting with the line of being a little too plastic?
Chris asked.
Hell no, that's how I like them, right out of a porno. Don't tell me you wouldn't. Of course I still would, she's sexy.
Chris admitted.
But who wears that much makeup to the gym? I'm just saying I prefer them to be just a little more natural, that's all, like her.
Chris nodded towards the other section of the gym where there was a girl doing bicep curls with dumbbells. Her hair was dark and short, she wore a baseball cap that covered most of it. She wore tight spandex that showed off her muscular butt. Her arms were toned, and her boobs were just large enough to create a small valley of cleavage in the neckline of her tank top.
Yeah, I tap that. You could say that about anything with two legs, you horny freak.
Chris laughed.
That's true.
He agreed.
Man, you're so lucky you get to work here. I would never leave if I were you. It's nice, but just temporary while I'm in school, Chris said. But you should see this place in the afternoons. That's when all the MILFs come.
Matt's jaw dropped, and Chris laughed.
Come on, let's go shoot some hoops, Matt said. Can't. I have a client in a few minutes. Dude or lady?
Matt asked.
Lady. Damn you, I hope she's an old grandma.
Matt teased.
I don't know, does Katie sound like a grandma name?
Katie couldn't believe she was back here. After last night's attack, she would have rather have stayed home and never come back to this gym again. But she had already paid for the training session, and she felt guilty wasting the money, so here she was. But after this she would find somewhere else to work out. Which was a pity since she liked it here and was close to her house.
The name is Katie, I have a session scheduled,
she said to the punk who had never done anything about her complaint regarding the parking lot light.
Hmm. Yeah, looks like you're going to be with Chris. You can wait for him at that table,
the punk said without looking at her.
Ah, it's a man?
She thought, disappointed. The last thing she wanted to do right now was exercise with a strange man. She began thinking up excuses to leave early. Better yet, she would just leave now. She stood up to go.
Hi, you must be Katie. I'm Chris.
He held out his hand to shake. Katie left him holding his arm out awkwardly as she studied his face.
Hey, it's you,
she gasped. She was tall for a woman, about 5'10". But he still stood a few inches taller. He was clean-shaven with a short haircut. He was dressed moderately for the gym, a simple white t-shirt with basketball shorts. He lowered his hand when he realized she was not going to take it, but he kept the warm smile.
You were there last night, she said. Oh my goodness, was that you in the parking lot last night?
It dawned on him. It had been dark and had happened so quickly he never got the chance to have a good look at the woman he had saved. She's gorgeous, he thought. Although she was pretty, she would not have fit Matt's porn star look. Her long brunette hair was a bit of a mess, making it look like she had just rolled out of bed. Her face lacked any hint of makeup. Her eyes were big and blue. Her slender nose rested above her light pink full lips. Her cheekbones were high, and her jawline was clear cut. She looked to be in her mid to late 30s. Well, she's certainly here to work out, and not trying to impress anyone, Chris thought as he took the rest of her in. She wore a baggy green sweatshirt with a Green Bay Packers logo across the front. Her black sweats were also baggy and long enough to bunch at her ankles.
What was that all about? Did you know that guy?
He asked.
No, he just attacked me. I hate to think what would have happened if you hadn't been there. I'm glad you're okay. You seem pretty shaken up, he said. Yeah, I was terrified. I just wanted to get out of there so fast I didn't really ever thank you. Well, there's no need, obviously, he said.
She suddenly felt so grateful that she found herself throwing her arms around him. With her body up against his, Chris realized that there was most likely a high-quality rack hidden inside her extra-large sweater.
Thank you,
she said, while still embracing him.
No problem,
he said, patting her gently on the back.
I'm sorry, I'm sure you don't usually get hugs from your clients,
she said, embarrassed, and let him go.
No, you'd be surprised,
he said truthfully. The old grandmas always insisted on giving him hugs after their workouts to show their appreciation.
I'm the one who should be sorry for not catching the creep. But I promise if he ever shows his face around here again, he'll regret it. I complained about that stupid light weeks ago, she said.
Then her blue eyes watered up and she started to cry. Chris was suddenly aware of how out in the open they were. A couple people were staring at them now. Having a client cry by the front desk did not look good.
Here, we can use this office. Let's sit down, he said.
Chris ushered her into an office room and shut the door behind them.
I'm sorry, she said. I know nothing technically happened. I don't know why I'm such a mess. Hey, you have nothing to be sorry for. And I'll get that light fixed if it's the last thing I do. You're too kind,
she said and smiled. Chris was surprised at how beautiful she looked despite the tears, bedhead, and baggy attire.
I almost didn't come, you know. she continued.
What?
No. You can't let him control you like that. You're right. She agreed. You're very wise for someone your age. What are you, like 28? Chris kept his mouth shut. He was only 25, but he did not want to admit this. It was silent for a minute or so. Chris wanted to end the silence and say something nice. He thought about commenting on her natural good looks, but figured that would probably be inappropriate. I think you're a brave woman. It must have taken a tremendous amount of courage to come back here, he blurted. But I'm glad you did.
Thank you.
She smiled. Her tears were dry now and she had stopped crying. To be honest though, I don't know if I feel like working out.
No problem. I completely understand.
Chris was going to get up and open the door for her since he expected her to leave, but she didn't.
I know I can't get my money back now though, she said. So I suppose we'll just chat in here?
Sure. This was not true. Chris easily could have refunded her money and sent her on her way. But Chris got the feeling that she wanted to talk. And he was never opposed to talking with a pretty lady.
So, did you just start here? I've never seen you here before, Chris asked. I've been coming for several weeks now. I usually come in the early mornings though. Do you work during the day?
He asked, trying to keep the conversation going.
No. I used to. Not anymore though, she said sadly. I used to practice therapy.
Really? He asked, genuinely interested.
What kind? You'll find this ironic. But I used to counsel people suffering from trauma. Or depression, anxiety, those sorts of things.
Wow, that's amazing. I think it takes a special kind of person to do that type of work. I know I'd never be patient enough to that myself. Katie felt that he meant what he said. He wasn't just trying to flatter her or make her feel better. Besides, she felt fine now. It was strange, but she felt completely safe in the office with him, even though he was a complete stranger. Maybe it was his innocent look.
I don't know. You might be a pretty good therapist. You're really good at listening.
Chris blushed.
So, is it fun being a trainer? She asked.
It's great. I love working with people and helping them achieve their goals, he said. I think the most important thing in life is being healthy and being the best version of yourself. I know that sounds cheesy, but you might say exercise is a form of therapy for me.
That's not cheesy at all, she said. That's a great motto to live by.
They sat in the office for the next 45 minutes. Not once did they look at the clock. She did most of the talking, he mostly listened. They kept the topics light, but there was surprisingly a lot of laughter. Katie found that Chris was quick to laugh, and she found it endearing.
Technically, my session ended 10 minutes ago, she said.
Oh, I hadn't realized.
I'm sorry I kept you. I'm sure you have better things to do, she said.
No way. I really enjoyed this.
Me too.
And with that she stood and made for the door.
Hey,
Chris said, not entirely sure what he was going to say next. He just didn't want her to leave quite yet.
Yes?
He stuttered.
It's not fair that you didn't get your session. Why don't you come in tomorrow at the same time and we'll have it then?
No charge.
Seriously?
She smiled.
Of course.
He was supposed to play basketball with Matt at that time, but Matt would forgive him.
Okay, sure. I'll see you tomorrow.
And with that she left. Chris had half hoped she would give him another hug goodbye, but she didn't. Chris waited anxiously for Katie's session time to arrive. Matt had been upset about canceling basketball but told Chris he would forgive him if he sent him a picture of this mystery girl during her workout routine. For some reason Chris hadn't been able to stop thinking about her since they had visited the day before. She had a really good vibe about her. The gym had a strict no-dating policy for the trainers and patrons, but he would be willing to quit if they ended up hitting it off again today. He was aware that she was probably quite a bit older than him, but he didn't care, and she hadn't seemed to care either. He sat at the table near the front desk and watched the entrance. Each time someone entered he glanced up to see if it was Katie. A heavy-set man wearing a headband entered. A group of gangly teenagers next. It was now a couple minutes past Katie's session time. She was late. The door opened again, and Chris watched as a thin pair of legs walked through. It wasn't Katie though, it was the Barbie doll, and her shorts were even shorter than usual. The bottom half of her perky ass cheeks could be seen. Chris watched the young boy's eyes at the front desk follow her as she walked until she disappeared in the woman's locker room. The boy noticed Chris had caught him staring and he quickly looked down at his phone. Chris laughed. The entrance door opened again. Holy shit, Chris thought dumbfounded as Katie stepped up to the front desk. Her long dark hair shined and was silky smooth. Mascara caused her crystal blue eyes to pop even more than the day before. Pink lipstick highlighted her plump lips. The Green Bay Packers sweater had been left behind and in its place was a white sports bra with black lacing straps crisscrossing her chest. The white sports bra looked as if it was struggling to contain the two very sizable orbs of tit flesh within. Her mountainous breasts converged together to create a deep valley of cleavage that could be seen underneath the black crisscrossing fabric. Her stomach was bare, showing off her hard flat stomach and trim waistline. Her tight spandex shorts were black and revealed her muscular quads that flexed as she walked. When she reached the front desk, she turned to speak with the boy, giving Chris a view of her profile. Her shorts hugged every curve of her fleshy bubble butt. Chris's eyes traveled down her smooth back and over her bulging butt like a car driving slowly along a long flat country road that reaches a large hill. They continued down her legs and muscular calves and ended at her clean Nike shoes. Seeing her now, Chris would guess she was closer to early 30s but could even pass for late 20s. I wonder who she's trying to impress now, Chris thought as he scanned her goddess-like figure several more times. Can you hear me? Katie asked the boy at the desk once more. He was staring directly at her breasts with his mouth held open. The little perv, she thought. She already regretted wearing this ridiculous outfit, but Jordan had insisted. She felt practically naked. Katie! Hey, you made it, Chris said after coming to his senses. He was glad that he had not been the first person she had approached, or he would probably look as foolish as the poor boy behind the desk right now. Hey, Chris! She gave a big grin when she saw him. The sight of her standing there, her luscious lips spread wide to flash a bright smile, nearly caused his knees to buckle. Katie's heart unexpectedly gave a slight flutter at the sight of him as well. His shoulders were broad, his shirt was tight and hugged his pecs, it was also sleeveless, so his big beefy arms were exposed. A man stepped through the door after Katie and stood behind her. Jordan, this is Chris. He was the guy I told you about. If it weren't for him, I'd probably be in a dumpster in some alleyway right now, she said. Chris, this is my husband, Jordan. Did she say husband? He thought to himself. The man stuck his hand out to shake Chris's. Suddenly Chris's airway felt like it had closed off. He was tall, taller than Chris even. And he was handsome too. He dressed nicely, although his Adidas shirt looked like it had probably fit better 20 pounds prior. He carried a little gut with him. I hope you don't mind, Chris. He didn't have to go into work today, so I thought I would bring him with me, Katie said. It's so rare for us to have a whole day together. That's great. The more the merrier. Chris lied through his teeth. Nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you. I guess I owe you a thank you, he said. Katie, you didn't tell me how young he was. From the way you were talking about him, I was expecting a man. Chris hated him already. But he merely laughed in response. I'm only joking, Jordan said. Well, let's get started, shall we? Chris suggested. Katie wondered if Chris truly didn't mind that she had brought Jordan along. In truth, she preferred to work out without Jordan. He made her feel insecure about herself when she exercised around him. She had not expected him to accept her invitation to come with her because he usually preferred to spend his time on the couch during his days off. Jordan and Katie followed Chris through the gym and past a large divider that hung from the ceiling, which separated the open gym into another section. What are we doing first? Katie asked. Squats, Chris answered, and he began setting up two different racks, one for each of them. The Barbie doll was set up on one of the many metal squat racks in the room. Whoa, Chris heard Jordan say under his breath when he noticed the blonde bimbo. So, what do you do for work? Chris asked Jordan. I'm in banking, loans, finance. Complicated stuff. Chris disliked him even more. Once the two stations were set up, Chris demonstrated the proper way to squat and suggested a weight to start with. Jordan loaded his bar with heavy weight, put in his headphones and lifted the barbell off the rack. Katie added some extra weight to her bar as well. It's not a competition. Don't feel like you have to keep up with He-Man over there, Chris warned her, referring to Jordan who was struggling to stand back up. I'll be fine, I actually squat and do these lifts fairly often, she said. This is more for Jordan since he hardly ever comes, she whispered and then winked at Chris. After doing just two reps, Jordan gave up and decided to take a breather. He stood next to Chris and breathed heavily. Katie positioned the barbell so that it rested on her traps and stepped back from the rack. Chris watched as she bent at the knees and lowered her heart-shaped ass all the way until it was nearly touching the ground. Then she exploded upwards, squeezing her glutes and thrusting forward when she reached the top. All while maintaining a straight back. Then she repeated the motion. Perfect posture. Chris was amazed. Chris watched from behind as Katie's muscular legs and butt worked to lower the bar and then lift it back up. His eyes followed her firm ass as it traveled up and down, in and out. At the lowest part of her squat, when her full ass cheeks were straining the most against the sheer fabric of her shorts, Chris noticed her shorts became slightly transparent. She was wearing a thong. Blood began leaving Chris's major muscle groups and started filling his ever-growing erection. He was grateful for his restrictive compression shorts underwear, otherwise he would have found himself in an embarrassing situation. That is a nice piece of ass, Jordan said next to him. Chris opened his mouth and was about to give an excuse about only watching for her form, but then he noticed that Jordan was not looking at him or his wife. Rather, he was staring at the Barbie doll who was in the middle of a set of squats. Her short shorts were wedged between her ass cheeks, revealing even more of her firm little tush. Yeah? Jordan said, mostly to himself as he openly gawked. Chris returned his attention back to Katie who was finishing up her set. How was that? She asked. Honestly, that was perfect. Are you sure you're not a certified trainer yourself? Chris said. She laughed, and then noticed Jordan's mesmerized state with the young girl doing squats on another rack. Jordan made no attempt to conceal his peeping and it was obvious to everyone, but Chris pretended not to notice because he didn't want to embarrass Katie. What should have been a very pleasant 45 minutes for Chris ended up being complete torture. They did several more lifts after the squat. Deadlift, shoulder press, bent over back row. Katie executed them all perfectly. Chris felt like he had nothing he could teach her. He wondered why she ever had signed up for training in the first place. Chris watched her under the guise that he was making sure she maintained good posture. Watching her toned body perform the lifts was more than enough to keep him hard for the entire session and long afterwards as well. Even with his boner constrained beneath his compression shorts, he had to stand at certain angles to make sure the bulge was not too noticeable beneath his thin basketball shorts. Jordan made asinine comments the whole time. Katie should have felt more embarrassed about his behavior, but she had grown used to it after so many years of marriage. "I wore the stupid outfit for Jordan, but he's too busy watching that blonde slut," she thought to herself. Although, she had noticed that Chris did not seem as interested in the scantily clad blonde. Anytime she looked up at him, he had been looking back down at her. She understood it was his job to watch his clients work out, but he didn't seem to be watching Jordan as closely as he had watched her. And really, he was the one with poor posture. Of course, she wasn't certain that Chris was gawking at her, but just in case he was, she made sure to bend extra low and keep her head high while doing back rows so that her heavy breasts dangled in a tantalizing manner. She also allowed Chris to demonstrate each lift, even though she already knew how to do them because she enjoyed watching him lift the weights. He had taken extremely good care of his body, and she admired it conspicuously. Hell, if Jordan can openly stare at another woman's ass, I shouldn't feel guilty for admiring someone else's athletic body, she justified to herself. Finally, they were finished. Jordan had two large sweat stains underneath his arms. Katie looked the same as when she had first walked in. "Great workout, guys," Chris told them. "See you next time," Jordan said, exhausted. "Hopefully not," Chris thought. "Thanks again, Chris," Katie said with a smile. The young boy at the front desk raised his eyes above the magazine he was pretending to read in order to watch Katie as she left. As soon as she was gone, he put the magazine down. Chris leaned against the desk and sighed. "That is probably one of the hottest chicks to ever work out in this place," the boy said. "Yeah," Chris agreed. "But next time you check her out, try not to make it so obvious. Shut up." Katie touched the water to check the temperature. It was nice and warm. She hadn't worked up much of a sweat, but she wanted to take a shower anyway. Katie drizzled the peach-scented wash over her naked body. She rubbed it into her skin and lathered herself up until she was covered in soapy suds. Then she stepped into the steaming stream of water and let it wash it all away. She cupped her breasts and massaged them gently. She closed her eyes to let the water wash over her face and was a little surprised when images of Chris filled her head. "You're probably nearly his mother's age, get him out of your head," she scolded herself. She turned off the water and stepped out to dry. She wiped the steam from the bathroom mirror and looked at her own reflection. It's true what Jordan had said. She was not as young as she once was. Her skin was not as tight as it used to be, and her breasts were not quite as perky as they once were. She rested her hand on her waist and stuck her hip out. But she thought she still looked good. She had managed to avoid any trace of cellulite. Many of her friends her age had not been so lucky. Many of her friends also told her frequently that they'd kill to have her ass. And sure, her tits weren't as perky as they were 5 years ago. But she still caught people sneaking glances at them occasionally. She thought of Chris watching her while she did her back rows. Her nipples hardened, and she felt a small tingle between her legs. She was turned on. She decided that she would take advantage of this arousal and rock Jordan's world tonight. After all, she couldn't even remember the last time they had had sex. She went to her bedroom drawer and picked out the sexiest pair of panties she owned and a 32D lace bra. She called down the stairs to Jordan. Then she laid on the bed and attempted a sexy pose with her long hair sprawled out. "Oh dear," Jordan said, sounding annoyed when he walked into the bedroom. "I really don't have time." "You don't have time for this?" she asked, surprised. "No. Stacy called from work, and it looks like I'm going to have to go in tonight after all." "But why?" "I don't know, some kind of fire I have to put out," he said as he rummaged through his nightstand. "Okay, fine," she relented. "We'll make it a quickie." "Sorry, darling. I don't even have time for that." And with that, he left. Katie lay in the bed frustrated. She let out a sigh of anger as she heard the garage door open and close. Then she heard her daughter holler from downstairs. "Mom, can you help me with these math problems?" "Of course, dear," she replied. "I'll be right down." Katie got dressed and started down the stairs. She sometimes wondered if her marriage would have survived if she had never gotten pregnant with Haley. Chris lowered the kickstand of his Harley and let Matt dismount before he swung his leg over the side. "Do you have to hold on so tight?" Chris complained. "I swear you sweat more than any other person on the planet." "Well, sorry," Matt responded. "Maybe if I wasn't scared for my life while you weaved in and out of traffic, I wouldn't perspire so much." The two boys were on their way to a party but were stopping at the store to grab some drinks first. Chris normally hated having to give Matt rides to things like this because it almost guaranteed he was leaving the party alone, unless Matt was able to find a ride from someone else. But today Chris did not mind giving Matt a ride because he felt like he had been in a funk ever since meeting Katie. He realized it was unrealistic to think anything could have happened between them. He should have assumed she was married. But despite this, he hadn't been able to stop thinking about her. Once inside, Matt grabbed his classic Monster energy drink and Chris chose a vitamin water.
"Those things are going to give you diabetes," Chris warned Matt.
Yeah.
Matt rolled his eye.
"Oh my hot damn, look at that."
Matt nudged Chris and pointed at the lady in front of them in line at the cashier. She had long brown hair that ran almost to the middle of her back. She had on heels and tight denim jeans that hugged her round ass. Her hips flared out, and then back and at her thin waist.
"I would do unforgivable things to that ass man. I mean seriously, I would."
Matt went on a tangent about all the crude sexual acts he would perform if he was given the chance.
Wait a minute, Chris thought. Katie?
The woman in front of them turned her head. Matt fell silent.
Chris? Katie said. It's kind of weird to see you outside of the gym.
Yeah, I know, right?
Chris laughed.
And who is this beautiful lady?
Haley was shyly cowering behind her mom's legs.
This is my daughter Haley. She's a little quiet, and not feeling too well. I'm actually just picking up some NyQuil, she said, holding up the single item in her hand.
Daughter?
No way, he said surprised. Chris never would have guessed that Katie was a mother. He hoped that she had not been offended by his surprise at this news. On the contrary, Katie felt complimented. Chris's surprise made her feel younger than she was.
Haley, this man is mommy's hero. He saved me, Katie said to the quiet little girl. I'm no hero, Haley. Your mommy is one tough lady,
Chris said, smiling to the little girl, and she smiled back at him.
Hey, I need to get back and do some more training with you, Katie said.
Oh, yeah?
Anytime.
Katie thought he looked cute in normal street clothes. But his friend looked really young. It made her wonder if Chris was actually even younger than she originally thought he was. Then Katie began wondering how young was too young for her to find attractive before it got weird. She was called back to reality when the checker announced that she could help her next. Katie felt her pockets and then cursed under her breath.
I completely forgot my wallet at home, Katie said to the checker.
The checker looked back at her blankly as if to say,
What do you want me to do about it?
Hey, don't worry about it, Katie.
I can get it,
Chris said, handing his card to the checker.
Are you sure?
You don't have to do that,
Katie said.
Seriously, it's not a big deal.
Thank you so much.
I'll pay you back,
she said.
I know Jordan is good for it. After all, he does banking, financing, and other complicated things,
he joked. This caused Katie to laugh out loud, and a couple people in the store craned their necks to see what was so funny. Chris blushed.
Thanks again, Chris. I'll see you soon,
she said as she gave his arm a friendly squeeze.
See you.
Get better, Haley,
he added as they left.
Get better, Haley,
Matt repeated in a mocking tone once they were gone. Chris punched him in the arm.
Ouch.
Chris was glad that Katie had left before them. He did not want her to witness Matt riding bitch on the back of his bike. But Katie did see because she had waited in the parking lot wanting to watch him leave. She couldn't help but laugh at the sight of Chris's chubby friend holding onto him as they rode away. But then she frowned to herself because they both looked young doing so, much too young. Matt threw up another shot that hit the backboard but missed the rim entirely. Chris jumped for the rebound and took the ball up to the top of the key.
I'll see you soon, Chris,
Matt mocked, trying to do his best impersonation of Katie. Chris dribbled around him and put up an easy layup.
Will you give that a rest already?
Chris asked.
Dude, I just can't believe how she was all over you.
Matt threw up another brick.
She seriously wants your dick.
I wish.
Chris took the ball to the top of the key.
She's married with a kid. I was picking up major vibes, man. And holy shit, she is hot as fuck.
Chris raised his arms to take a shot, but Matt fouled him hard and stole the ball.
I didn't think she would be porn star worthy for you,
Chris said.
Are you kidding?
Matt stopped dribbling to emphasize how serious his next statement was.
She has porn star written all over her. Her big old titties were fatter and rounder than this basketball.
Matt took advantage of Chris's relaxed state and drove in for a layup.
But she's also natural as hell,
Matt continued.
She's like the perfect hybrid of cosmetic and God-given beauty. She looks too sexy to be real, yet authentic enough that she just might be, you know?
Strangely, Matt made perfect sense and Chris understood his point exactly.
You're a damn poet, Chris said. Now give me the ball.
Chris let Matt score a couple more baskets before he dunked it over the top of him to get the game-winning point.
You know I let you win, right?
Matt said as they walked past the front desk.
Hey, Chris,
the boy at the desk said.
Yeah? A lady called earlier and scheduled a session with you for tomorrow. She had a sexy voice too,
he added.
Who was it?
She said her name was Katie, he said.
That's her, the hot one, isn't it? Try not to stare so hard when she comes in,
Chris said, and Matt laughed.
I would kill to be you,
the boy said to Chris with wonder in his eyes.
Wouldn't we all, little man?
Matt said.
Wouldn't we all? You're sure you can't come to the gym with me?
Katie asked her husband.
Haley is at a friend's, so you don't need to watch her.
Sorry, doll.
Stacy is buried at work right now, and she needs my help to pound out a few things.
Fine, tell Stacy I say hi.
She put on her pouty face, but she was secretly glad for once that Jordan had to leave because she wanted to go by herself. After Jordan had left, she went to her walk-in closet.
What to wear?
She wondered. She was not going to wear anything as revealing as the last time. She wanted to feel comfortable. But she also wanted to look sexy if Chris was going to be watching her. She knew nothing was ever going to happen between them, obviously. After all, she was a married woman. But it didn't hurt anyone to let him look, she reasoned. In the end, she decided to wear an outfit that was somewhere in between the Green Bay Packers sweater and the white sports bra. Matt and the boy were jealous of Chris's next appointment. Matt had even decided to work out on the upper level at this time so he could watch how the session went from above. But Chris was not looking forward to it. Yes, Katie was extremely attractive, and there seemed to be some sort of strange chemistry between them. But for all Chris knew, that chemistry was one-sided and she was a married She would no doubt bring Jordan with her again, and he would have to listen to his annoying comments while trying not to stare too hard at Katie's smoking hot body. He reluctantly sat down at the table near the front desk once the time arrived for Katie's session. No sooner had he sat down than she walked through the entrance. She was a few minutes early, and once again she did not disappoint. The front desk boy was already sitting ready with his Decoy magazine, although he failed to notice it was turned upside down. She wore black baseball cap, a long brown ponytail hung through the hole in the back of the hat. With her hair free from her face, Chris, the front desk boy, and everyone in the gym had a perfect view of her divine face. The rest of her outfit was more conservative than last time. Her top was a black long sleeve, spandex-type material. It covered nearly her whole top but was skin-tight, so you could still see the spherical shape of her copious bosom. The neckline was also fairly modest, but her massive cans created so much cleavage that even with the modest neckline you could still see some cleavage. Her black leggings matched the rest of her outfit, and were also skin-tight, and went to her mid-calf. They made her long legs appear even longer. She smiled and gave Chris a friendly wave when she saw him. He returned the smile. "I hope you've got something tough planned for us today," she said and playfully punched him in the arm. "Where's Jordan?" "Not coming. It's just me today," she said. A big grin spread across Chris's face at this news. "Don't be so disappointed," she teased.
Oh, yeah?
He muttered.
"It's just now we can do a real workout," he joked back.
"Oh, that was a good one," Katie thought to herself, but she was too surprised at his brashness to laugh.
"That was a joke, I was just kidding," he said.
"Relax.
I won't say a word to him."
She gave him a reassuring smile. Katie followed him as he led her through the gym to their first station. They both had the thought that this was going to be a fun workout session.
"So, what do you do when you're not getting buff?"
Katie asked.
"I'm usually at school when I'm not here."
"Oh God." She stopped abruptly.
"What?
School?
You really are a kid, aren't you?"
she asked.
"What?"
he said.
"No. I'm not in high school."
She still looked unconvinced.
"Or even university. I'm attending grad school, and I'm in my final year,"
he added, which was a lie. He had just started. It appeared as if Katie was pondering this for a moment, but then seemed satisfied because she started walking again.
"I want to be exhausted by the end of this, so don't be afraid to work me hard," Katie said.
Chris couldn't suppress a giggle at this comment because he knew exactly what Matt would say in response to a comment like that.
"What?"
she asked.
"Oh, nothing," he said.
"All right, I've got 4 lifts for us to do today, so pace yourself."
Chris originally had an entirely different workout planned for today, but now that Katie was here without Jordan, he was going to take advantage of it. Watching her perform these exercises would give him enough mental images for the sperm bank to last an entire year. And if he knew Matt at all, he would probably be zooming in with his phone from the second level.
"Awesome. What's first?"
she asked.
"Thigh abductor machine."
Katie did not need Chris to show her how to use this particular machine. It was one of her favorites. She took her seat with her back straight. She spread her legs wide and put them on either side of 2 pads. Leaning forward slightly, she adjusted the weight, and then using all the muscles in her upper legs, she squeezed her thighs together. Once she brought her thighs together, she slowly let the pads push her legs back out until her thighs were spread wide, exposing her crotch.
"Damn, that's sexy," Chris thought.
She repeated the action several more times. She opened and closed her legs while seated in an upright position. She looked up at Chris, who was staring at her thighs and crotch area intensely. He didn't even notice that she was looking at him while he was watching her. The blood was already beginning to flow to his aching dick.
"Haha, he is completely mesmerized,"
she thought proudly. Chris wasn't the only one. Several guys had now stopped what they were doing to watch her work the machine with her long legs. Some more discreetly than others.
"All right, what's next?"
she asked when she was done with all her sets.
"The glute thrust."
She followed him to another section of the gym where there was a little more privacy. He placed a mat on the ground for her to lay on.
"How do you do these?"
she asked, even though she knew perfectly well. Chris laid his back down on the mat with his arms to his side. He planted his feet firmly on the ground so that his legs were bent.
"This is the starting position," he said. "And you want to squeeze your glutes and thrust your pelvis into the air like this."
Chris kept his feet planted and his upper back against the mat as he thrust his pelvis into the air and bridged his body. This caused the material of his shorts to stretch across his lap, and Katie thought she saw a bulge. He repeated the action again, and she watched closely. There it was again. It was definitely there. "He is getting a hard on," she thought, surprised. She wondered if it was because of her. She hadn't even touched him since arriving, other than the playful punch of the arm. There was no way that he had a hard on just from watching her, was there? If so, she felt flattered.
"Okay, I think I got it," she said.
She replaced him on the mat and assumed the starting position. She began thrusting her pelvis into the air. This caused her hefty breasts to fall towards her face, causing even more cleavage to spill out the top of her shirt. Chris's eyes darted back and forth between her pelvis thrusting forward and her jumbo boobs. He crouched down beside her to make sure she was bridging her back fully with each rep. And to get a closer look. "I just thought of something really naughty I could do, but I shouldn't," she thought.
"I should be feeling it in my butt, right?"
she asked.
"What?"
he said.
Oh, yeah?
"Be sure to flex your gluteus maximus while you're doing it."
"Like this?"
she asked. With that, she grabbed his wrist, and the next time she thrusted forward, she held his hand to her ass as she flexed.
Holy shit. He thought. She was doing it correctly. Her ass was nice and firm.
Yep. That's exactly right.
He managed to choke and then she released his hand. He quickly withdrew it from her flex rear even though he desperately wanted to keep it there. It wasn't the first time that a client asked him to feel their body to make sure they were doing a lift correctly. Although it was the first time that muscle group he had felt was someone's ass. He tried not to think about it too much.
Okay, let's give the lower body a rest and do some flies on the fly machine, he said.
This was one machine that Katie did not use very often. Chris demonstrated, and she enjoyed watching the muscles in his arms bulge and the pectoral muscles squeeze together as he pulled the handles together in front of him. The motion reminded her of one of those old toys where the monkey winds up and bangs the cymbals together. Katie took a seat at the machine and arched her back. She spread her arms wide to reach the handles at either side of her. The position caused her to thrust her magnificent chest forward so that her enormous melons were right in his face as he waited to assist her. She used all her upper strength to pull the handles together until her hands met in front of her. The movement forced her to push her monumental boobs together with her arms, causing massive amounts of tit flesh to burst out of the top of her shirt. She watched as his eyes darted to her chest and lingered for as long as he thought it was safe to look before they darted away. She couldn't help but smile. At first, she had wondered why he had chosen this exercise. The other two were clearly sexual in nature, but now the reason for this exercise was equally obvious. He wants a good look at my titties. She thought as she repeated the motion, pushing her big tits together each time. Chris began to wonder if he was being too obvious. Maybe he should substitute the squats for something more conservative like calf raises. But hell, even calf raises would look sexy with Katie doing them. He thought.
Let me guess, squats next? She said with a smirk. You guessed it.
She knew her way around a squat rack, so she set up the bar herself. Soon the weight was resting on her back and she was starting. She knew he was watching, so she squatted extra low and made sure to thrust her ass out as far as she could. She flexed her butt and thrust her pelvis forward each time she stood straight. This caused her to have a massive wedges so that it looked as if her tight leggings were painted on. You could clearly make out each ass cheek and all their curves. Chris saw once again that she was wearing a thong. His cock throbbed. He was rock solid by now and was feeling a little lightheaded. You might be enjoying yourself a little too much, Katie. She told herself.
Chris?
She said at the top of one of her squats.
Hmm? Would you mind spotting me for the last few reps?
No problem. He said. He stepped closer so that he was just a couple inches behind her and placed his hand on her lower ribcage. Then she made the slow descent downward as she bent at the knees and dropped her ass while thrusting it backwards as far as she could.
You're leaning a little far forward. He warned.
I know, the weight is just a little heavy. Help me with it. She begged. He placed his hands firmly on her ribcage and could feel the weight of her heavy breasts just above. He helped carry some of the weight as she scooped her ass back up, grinding against him as she went.
Oh my, what is that?
She wondered to herself. Once she reached the top, she bent her knees again and started the descent back down, grinding her firm ass against him as she descended. She felt something hard against her rear and then felt it again on her way back up.
Ah shit, I hope she can't feel my raging boner.
He desperately wished. She squatted down to the floor three more times, each time she slid her ass against him.
That can't be his cock, can it?
It's so hard and big, it feels like a third thigh, but what else would it be? She thought amazed. Finally, she re-racked the weight, and he quickly took a step backwards.
Hey, good job, is that a new personal record?
He asked.
Yeah, thanks for your help. She said in between breaths. Want to hit the smoothie bar?
Sure. The two of them left the gym area and entered the small shop area in the building that served as the supplements and smoothie bar. It was empty except for the big man behind the bar.
Hey Russ, can we get two protein smoothies?
Chris asked.
Coming right up, boss.
Whoa, Mr. Hotshot.
Katie teased.
Nothing like that, we're just buddies. I never got a chance to ask because you were kicking my butt so hard. What are you going to grad school for?
The law.
Wow, I'm impressed. She said with raised eyebrows.
I never would have guessed.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
He got this all the time.
You thought because I was some meathead that works out all the time I must be stupid.
Okay, I admit it.
I didn't think you were fit, cute, and smart.
She smiled.
Cute?
She thinks I'm cute? Does she mean in a little kid kind of way? He wondered.
Here are your shakes.
The big man behind the counter called. Chris grabbed their cups and they sat down at a table.
So why did you quit?
He asked.
Huh? Being a therapist. It sounded like you were disappointed that you don't do it anymore. Why'd you quit?
He asked.
Oh.
She stuttered.
Well, to be honest. Jared didn't want me to work. He wanted me to be at home.
She pursed her lips, took the straw from her cup into her mouth, and sucked until the thick liquid reached her lips. His swollen member gave a twitch in his shorts, reminding him that he was still stiff as a board.
Sounds kind of controlling. He said.
Well, we had Haley, so it was probably for the best.
But it was hard for me, I won't lie.
You do seem like a good mom.
He complimented. She smiled at this, but it made her feel a little guilty. Here he was complimenting her on her mothering skills when she had spent the last 45 minutes teasing him, flaunting her body, and what's worse, she was still thinking about the feeling of his cock as she grinded up against him.
I assume you're not married?
She asked. He held up his hand to show the lack of a wedding ring.
The truth is, marriage is a wonderful thing, but it's also weird.
How?
He asked. At first everything is all wonderful, then one day you wake up and realize you've fallen into a monotonous routine, just going through the motions.
Are you saying you're not happy?
He asked.
I don't know. It's just that we can go weeks, months even without really seeing each other.
What do you mean?
'Cause he goes on business trips or something?
No, nothing like that. I mean we can be in the same room as each other, and we're not really seeing one another. We both just happen to exist in the same space. She said.
Like the other day. I wear that ridiculous outfit, and he spent the whole time gawking at some other woman. It's just life, I suppose.
He opened his mouth and spoke before thinking about.
Firstly, that outfit wasn't ridiculous, you looked amazing.
He said, and he took her hand in his.
And secondly, all the numbers your husband crunches at work must have fried his brain because that girl can't even compare to you. And I'm talking about more than just appearances.
Maybe grabbing her hand was too much, but she hasn't pulled it away. He thought. Katie enjoyed the feeling of her hand in his. The thought briefly flashed through her mind that if this table wasn't between them, she would kiss him right now. Then she thought about the thin layer of material separating her from his virile cock. She wondered if it was still hard, and she felt a burning between her legs. A desire that needed to be satisfied.
You two need anything else?
The man behind the counter asked.
No, thanks, Russ.
Suddenly Katie was reminded that they weren't the only two people in the world. That everyone else still existed. The man behind the counter, Jordan, Hazel, and everyone else.
What the hell are you still doing her, Katie?
She scolded herself. It was time to go. She should have left a long time ago. She pulled her hand back.
Thanks for the workout. And thanks for listening. I better be going now. She said.
Oh, okay. He stuttered.
See you next time?
She waved goodbye and then was gone. I'm such an idiot. He thought to himself. She realized that leaving so abruptly was strange. But she had to get herself out of there before she made a fool of herself. The only problem was once she was in her car and on her way home, the burning between her legs had only intensified. Her pussy was hungry, and she still had thoughts of his cock in her mind.
Was it really his cock? Had she really been the reason for it? How big was it actually? What did it look like beneath those shorts?
All these questions burned in her mind, but she knew she could never get the answers. Before arriving home, she determined that she would pounce on Jordan as soon as she saw him, and would not take no for an answer. Maybe that would satisfy her urge for the time being. The only problem was he wasn't home when she arrived. She tried his cell, but he wasn't answering. She assumed that he must be working late. She tossed and turned in bed for several hours, but eventually she fell asleep. Meanwhile, Chris had ridden home on his Harley. His junk was hard the whole way. As soon as he arrived home, he shut the bathroom door and beat his meat while fantasizing about Katie performing different exercises. He kept the feeling of her hand in his mind and tried to imagine what it would feel like to have that same hand stroking his cock. Katie woke early the next morning feeling as if she hadn't slept at all because her dreams had been filled with visions of Chris, and what could potentially be hidden beneath his shorts, Jordan's side of the bed was empty and still cold. He hadn't slept there at all. That meant he must have spent all night at the office. This happened occasionally. She often told him he worked much too hard. She fixed Haley breakfast and got her ready for the school bus. After that, she got in her car and drove. A few minutes later, she arrived at the gym. She walked inside the building and peered through the glass walls. There he was. There was Chris. He was doing pull-ups with a chain around his waist. She watched him for only a moment before she turned away. She hadn't come here to work out. She turned to the right and went to the half of the large building that served as a spa.
Hello?
She said to the pretty girl at the counter.
Hi.
How may I help you? She asked pleasantly.
I'd like a full body wax, please.
Katie said.
That comes with a free tan. Would you be interested in that?
Yes.
Yes, I would.
Katie smiled. As soon as Jordan gets home from work tonight, I'm taking him to bed. I'll be tanned, and my pussy will be smooth as silk. There's no way he'll say no to that. She thought to herself. Back at home, it was getting late. Haley was in bed and Jordan would be home any minute now. Katie wore a bathrobe with red lingerie underneath. She had placed the lube in her nightstand drawer, so she could grab it quickly. She tidied up around the kitchen and living room while she waited. She heard the garage door open. He was home. Katie hurried up the stairs and waited for him in their bedroom. The garage door closed, and Katie heard him downstairs in the kitchen. The fridge door opened and closed, and a few minutes later he was upstairs. In an instant she was by Jordan's side and kissing his cheek.
Finally, you're home.
Yeah, I'm pretty beat, but I need to take a shower before bed.
He yawned.
Okay, you take a shower quick and then I'll take good care of you.
Thanks, doll.
Jordan took off his watch and set it on the nightstand with his cell phone. Then he unbuttoned his pants and left them on the floor next to the bed. He removed his shirt on his way to the bathroom so that when the bathroom door closed behind him, he was in nothing but his underwear. Katie could hear the sound of the shower being turned on through the door. She sat on the edge of the bed, watched the bathroom door, and sighed. He had better hurry. I can't wait much longer. She thought. As she waited, she heard the sound of a phone vibrating. She knew it wasn't hers because she had turned hers off. She hadn't wanted any interruptions for what she had planned for the evening. She looked at Jordan's phone resting on the nightstand, but it was quiet. Then she heard it again. It was coming from his crumpled up pants on the floor. She picked them up and felt something hard in one of the pockets. She took it out.
It was another phone.
Does Jordan have a second phone? She wondered. She thought maybe it was a work phone because she had never seen it before. She pressed the home button, but it required a passcode to be opened. Then it vibrated again, this time in her hand as a new text message came in. Since the phone was locked, she couldn't read the whole message but could still see the first line of the text before the screen went dark again. It read, "Wish you didn't have to go home to her. Last night was..." And that's all she could read. The contact wasn't saved, it just showed a number. She picked up Jordan's other phone on the nightstand and typed in the number. A saved contact came up, confirming what she already knew. The contact was Stacy Office. He was fucking her. Stacy from the office was sleeping with her husband. Katie let out another sigh. But she didn't cry. She wasn't even that upset. If she was being honest with herself, she had known this was happening for a while now. The lack of sex in their marriage was suspicious. And now with the knowledge of a secret phone, the messages, it was obvious now. She placed the phone back in his pants pocket and dropped them where they had sat before. The shower went quiet on the other side of the door. Katie crawled under the covers and lay on her side. A few minutes later, Jordan was laying in bed next to her. It was dark and quiet.
"Oh, honey. Did you want to fool around tonight?"
he asked her.
"Nah. I'm pretty tired." she lied.
"Okay, tomorrow then?"
"Sure.
Maybe tomorrow." she lied a second time. Before long, he was snoring. Katie lay wide awake. She vowed to herself that he would never touch her again. Chris had to snap his fingers to get the kid behind the front desk to realize he was there. He had been watching the blonde Barbie do lat pulldowns on the gym's security camera.
"What?"
he asked, annoyed.
"Has Katie called to make another appointment?"
"No."
"Damn,"
Chris thought.
"Oh, but I talked to Bridget from the spa."
"So?" Chris asked.
"So, she told me Katie was in the spa earlier today,"
the kid said.
"Says she was real nice too. Left her a big tip.
She was here and didn't stop to say hi," he thought. To him, this confirmed that he had gone too far with the hand holding the night before. He would probably never see her again. Katie allowed herself to sleep in the next morning. Jordan was still snoring when she got out of bed. Downstairs, she fixed breakfast for Haley, and they spent the morning coloring. Then a mother of one Haley's friends called and invited Haley over for a sleepover. Haley wanted to go, so Katie helped her get ready and then drove her there. By the time she got home, Jordan was on the couch watching ESPN.
"Hey, honey," he said as she entered.
"Hey.
I'm going to head over to Jeff's a little later. The guys are watching the game at his place, and then we're probably going to Poly Cards or something,"
he said without looking away from the television.
"Okay. Sounds fun."
The two of them spoke hardly two more words to each other until Jordan finally left for Jeff's. Katie was alone. She dug out a tub full of mint ice cream from the freezer and plopped herself on the couch. She changed the TV from ESPN to the soap opera channel. Katie watched but didn't really take anything in. She was a quarter of the way through her tub of mint ice cream when light from the setting sun shined through the home's west-facing windows. "Am I really going to sit here feeling sorry for myself all day?" she thought, disgusted with herself. She turned off the TV and tossed the remaining ice cream in the trash. She decided she seriously needed to blow off some steam. What better way to do that than with some old-fashioned physical activity? She was going to the gym. Katie parked directly underneath the light post in the gym parking lot. She stepped out of her black Yukon and looked up. She had to shield her eyes because the new bulb was so bright. She scanned her card at the front desk and hung up her jacket. The gym was crowded, but it didn't take long for her to spot Chris. She admired his bulging muscles as he did bicep curls. He was a big guy, but not the biggest guy in the gym. He didn't have the bloated-looking muscles that some guys did, whom she expected did steroids. He looked like he had earned his the natural way through hard work and a strict diet. When she was finished admiring him, she went to the second floor and started on an elliptical. Chris had not seen her come in. Matt stood above him and kept his hands on the bar as Chris bench-pressed 300 pounds.
"No word on our fine MILF?"
Matt asked.
"None."
Chris sighed.
"She's gone, dude. I hope you didn't scare her off permanently because I really like this gym."
"What do you mean?" "Well, if she changed gyms, I'm going to have to go to whatever gym she goes to just so I can watch her exercise," Matt joked. They took their time going through the rest of their workout. They weren't in a hurry. Their breaks were long, and they chatted with fellow gym rats between lifts. Eventually, the crowds began to thin, and only the night owls were left. Chris and Matt grabbed their bags and headed for the exit once they were finished.
"See you next time, little man,"
Matt said to the boy behind the counter.
"Oh, Chris. I need a huge favor,"
the boy said to him.
"Yeah? You know Bridget? At the spa, yes. Well, she finally agreed to go out with me tonight."
"And what, you need some advice, little man?" interjected Matt.
"Well, that too, yes," he said. "But she got off work 10 minutes ago, and I'm supposed to lock up tonight."
Chris was impressed. Bridget was a cute girl, well out of this kid's league. He couldn't let him miss out on a golden opportunity like this.
"You take off, man. I'll stay and lock up for you. I owe you big time," he said as he gathered his things.
"No, you don't. Have fun, man.
And get some,"
Matt yelled as the kid left. Then Matt started walking towards the exit.
"Whoa, you're not going to stay and keep me company?"
Chris asked.
"Hell no, dude," Matt replied. "I want to catch the end of the game. And this place is open for another 2 hours."
Chris was done with his workout,
but he spent another hour doing light lifts to keep his pump up. Gradually more and more people began filtering out as the night grew later. When there was only an hour left until closing time, he began picking up weights that people had left behind, returning rags to the cleaning stations and re-racking the dumbbells. He watched the clock until finally it read midnight. Closing time. Good night, he said to a few stragglers that were only now leaving. He approached the lone man that refused to leave until the very last moment. He was a skinny old guy that spent all his time on the treadmill.
Hey, sorry to kick you out, sir, but we're closed now, Chris said politely.
Without protest, the man pushed the stop button and stepped off the machine. He followed the old man to the exit and locked the main doors. It was quiet. He turned around and enjoyed the moment. He always liked being the last person in the building.
What's that?
He thought as he heard a thud that broke the silence. He heard it again and looked up to the second floor. He had dimmed most of the lights, but the room that held classes in it was still illuminated. Thud, 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 thud. The sound seemed to grow louder now that he knew where it was coming from. Someone doesn't realize the gym is closed for the night, he thought annoyed. He slowly made his way up the stairs to ask the person he had missed during his sweep to leave. He hoped that whoever it was wouldn't give him any trouble. You never knew when some guy on gear would lose it because of roid rage. The thuds grew louder as he approached the room used for classes. He opened the door and stepped inside. The room was large and open. The floor was wood, and one wall was a giant mirror. Dumbbells were lined up against the other wall along with several soft mats that were used for yoga. A punching bag hung in one corner of the room. Katie was busy kicking and punching the bag with her back towards him. He leaned against the wall and enjoyed the view for several minutes. The music coming from her headphones was so loud that it blocked out all other sound. At first, she had imagined that the bag in front of her was Stacy from the office, then her husband, then the creep in the black hoodie. But after a while, once all her rage was gone, it became just a bag again. Once all her anger had subsided, she became aware again of the increasing ache deep within her loins. All the muscles in her body burned, but she kept going. She felt a hand on her shoulder, and her mind took her back to the night she had been attacked in the parking lot. Out of pure instinct, she whirled around and swung her fist. It made contact.
Oh my God!
I'm so sorry, she said as she removed her earbuds.
That's a mean right hook you've got there, he said, smiling and holding his lip. Oh no, did I hurt you?
It might have hurt, but he was too distracted with the sight in front of him. His senses were being overloaded. Her dark hair was pulled back in a ponytail. Her mouth was open slightly as she panted heavily, trying to catch her breath. She was wearing a low-cut cotton gray tank top. The tops of her round orbs glistened with sweat and heaved up and down with each breath she took. Her tank top stopped at the belly button, so you could see the bottom half of her toned stomach. She had on short shorts. His eyes traveled down her long, muscular legs. She looked tan.
Wow,
he thought. And he felt his dick give a twitch.
No, it's fine, he responded. Here, let me see.
She got close to him and put her hand on the back of his neck, so she could inspect his wound. She looked closely at his mouth and then with her free hand raised her fingers to his mouth. She gently ran her fingers across his bottom lip where he'd been struck.
Ow, he winced.
It was a little tender but really wasn't that bad.
I did hurt you. Hopefully it doesn't swell.
Maybe you can kiss it better? He thought.
Maybe we should get some ice? She suggested.
No, no. Honestly, it's not bad, he said.
What are you doing here so late?
I just wanted to get out of the house. She released him.
Rough night?
You could say that, she responded.
What happened?
Oh, nothing, she said.
But I didn't realize it was so late. I can leave if you want me to.
No, she looked at him with a smirk.
I mean, you don't have to leave. You can stay if you'd like. But you can't leave until the gym is empty, right?
She asked and took a step closer to him. He tried to resist, but he couldn't help glancing down at her chest. A bead of sweat had collected and was slowly sliding down the curvature of her breast where it was lost in a deep valley of cleavage.
True. But you can stay as long as you'd like. Even if I wanted to stay until the sun came up?
She took another step closer to him. Her breasts were almost touching his chest.
Sure, I guess so.
He stuttered, glancing down at her body and back up again to her big blue eyes that seemed to be locked onto him. He felt the erection in his shorts growing. He regretted wearing a pair of shorts that were tighter than his normal ones.
Come on, I'm teasing you. Why would I want to stay here until the sun came up?
She put a hand on her hip and shifted her weight to one leg, so her muscular booty popped out.
Yeah, I don't know.
He stuttered.
I guess I just thought, if you didn't want to go home for some reason.
Her eyes left his face for the first time and traveled down his body where they stopped at his crotch.
No way.
There it is, she thought. In the thin material of his shorts, she could see a noticeable bulge growing. The thing that had dominated her thoughts, and even tormented her in her sleep, was right there in front of her. She could reach out and grab it if she wanted to. And she did want to. The burning in her pussy grew and she could feel her nipples hardening. Dear Lord, the bulge is not done growing, she thought amazed. He looked at her and followed her gaze going directly to his crotch. She did not say anything and did not look away. Knowing that her eyes were on his boner made it harden even faster.
This is humiliating, he thought. Do you not want to go home?
He cleared his throat.
Oh.
She snapped out of it and brought her eyes back up to his.
Not really.
Chris wasn't sure what to say to that.
He wondered if she seriously wanted to stay here all night.
How's your lip?
She took another step closer to him. Her big boobs pressed up against him. Oh man, that feels nice. He thought.
Fine. Honestly. It doesn't hurt?
No, already much better.
This doesn't hurt?
She asked softly as she gently ran her fingers across his lip and then rested her hand on the nape of his neck.
No. Feels great. He said back, copying her soft tone of voice.
She leaned in closer so that their faces were only inches apart. He could feel her breath on him.
What's going on? He wondered.
How about this? She gently pulled him towards her as she stood on her toes. She gently pressed her luscious lips against his for a brief moment, and then retreated an inch.
She just kissed me. He thought. Nope. No pain.
She closed her eyes and pressed her mouth against his again. This time a little harder and for a little longer.
How about that?
She asked as if it was completely normal for her to kiss him.
Ah, fuck it. He thought.
He grabbed onto her hips and pulled her in even closer. Then he locked his mouth on hers and kissed her hard. She wrapped her arms around him and kissed him back. Finally. She thought. It wasn't long before his inexperienced tongue began probing her mouth. She felt it was a little soon for that but was pleased with the eagerness. With her strong tongue she wrestled his back into his mouth and probed his in return. Oh my god, her tongue feels so good. He thought. I needed this. She thought. Chris could not believe this was happening. She figured she would make out with him for a while and lay eyes on his cock. She had to see that cock of his. Maybe she'd give him a hand job, and if she did a good enough job she hoped he'd be generous and finger fuck her. She felt his hands leave her hips and move to her lower back. He's growing bold. She thought amused. They continued kissing but his hands did not explore any further. Maybe not so bold after all. She thought, it's okay, don't be shy. With her hands she moved one of his onto her ass and raised the other up to one of her breasts. He immediately responded. He grabbed a handful of her firm ass and held on tight. He pressed her pelvis into him where she felt that hard joy stick against her lower stomach. With the hand on her breast he cupped it, and felt as much of the large mound of flesh as he could with one hand. He moved both hands down to her ass and took two big handfuls as he pulled her against him even harder. She began grinding her pelvis into him while they kissed. She could feel her pussy growing moist, and the craving deep inside her sensed that it might finally be satisfied. It wasn't long before both hands traveled up her waist and stopped at her hulking rack. They explored every inch of the curved surfaces and pressed them together. His hands there remained for some time.
You like them, don't you?
She said, breaking their kiss for the first time.
Yes.
And he kept his hands on her chest even as he answered her.
Should I take my shirt off?
She smiled.
Yeah? If you want to. He said timidly. Well, do you want me to?
She teased.
Yes, I would. He admitted.
She reached down and pulled the gray tank top over her head. Underneath was a black sports bra with a zipper in the front. The fabric looked as if it was about to burst at any moment from the pressure of containing her huge melons. He openly stared at her chest now that he knew it was okay.
Okay. Your turn now.
Me? He asked.
Yeah. Take your shirt off.
He did not hesitate. He pulled his shirt over his head and tossed it to the floor.
Wow.
She thought. It was her turn to be amazed. Below his large pecs was a highly defined six-pack. A V-shaped pelvic muscle pointed like an arrow to the bulge in his shorts. She placed her hands on his chest and ran them down his muscular torso. His body is so hard. She thought.
You know, this isn't really fair though. He said. How so? I'm naked from the waist up. He explained. But you're not.
She laughed.
You want to see all of them?
She asked, pretending to be surprised.
It's only fair.
She took a step back so there was some space between them again. She assumed her default stance of putting more weight on one leg than the other so that her back arched and her butt popped out. She took hold of the zipper and lowered it a few centimeters.
Oh yes,
he thought. She continued her slow pull and got slower the further down the zipper went. Also, the further down the zipper descended the more cleavage was revealed. He watched anxiously, wishing she would just take the stupid bra off already. But she seemed to enjoy teasing him. Finally, the poor zipper was all the way to the bottom and only one link remained to support all the weight of her whopping bust. It proved too much, and the two enormous fun bags broke free like a ton of water breaking a dam. The spent bra slid down her back to the floor, leaving her full breasts in all their glory. Free from their container, they held their round shape amazingly well. Naturally, their considerable weight caused gravity to pull them down slightly, but they were just as perky as most of the girls his own age. They shined with a sheen of sweat from her workout. Two pink perfectly circled areolas the size of 50-cent pieces adorned her magnificent breasts. Her nipples appeared to be hard. Those are the sexiest, most amazing tits I have ever seen in my life. He thought in awe.
So?
She asked, not sure what he thought of her now. He opened his mouth, but no words escaped. He held his hands up as if respectfully asking for permission to handle the holy objects. He must like them. He looks like a kid in a candy store. She thought pleased. She stepped forward until her grandiose tits reached his ready hands, like two twin rounded ships docking in their port. He gently massaged her fat titties, trying to grab as much of them as he could at one time. Soft tit flesh oozed from between his fingers as he kneaded them like dough. He lowered his head and took one of her pink nipples into his mouth. He sucked on it and whipped her hard nipples with the tip of his tongue.
She gave a gasp of pleasure, showing her approval. Look at him suck on my milk jugs, dear me, I forgot how good it feels to have someone play with my tits, she thought. He moved his mouth to her other nipple. She put a hand on the back of his head and pushed him into her chest, burying his face in warm tit flesh. He stayed like this for a while, and only came up for air. Once he came up, her mouth found his and kissed him even more passionately than before. Her soft tit flesh pressed up against his hard chest, and he could feel her tender nipples on his sensitive skin. Her right hand fumbled around his lap looking for her prize. The bulge took up so much of the surface area of his thigh that it did not take her blind hand long to find it. She gently rubbed her hand against the hard object in his shorts. Holy shit, her hand is right on my dick. It feels so good, he thought. This cannot be real. It feels like he's got a massive cucumber in there, she thought. Is this what I think it is? She asked, looking into his eyes with hers. I guess it depends what you think it is, he said. Normally I'd guess you had stuffed your underwear with a roll of socks, but it feels too hard to be socks, she said. Maybe some type of plumbing pipe from Home Depot? Ha, no to both. May I see it? He had felt like she was running this show, but it seemed like a sincere question. As if he could have said no and that would have closed the matter. He simply nodded his head. With his approval, she left him standing there as she grabbed one of the yoga mats. Her lavish tits jiggled a little as she returned to where he was standing. She laid the padded mat on the ground in front of her and then dropped down to her knees. His bulge was now at face level with her. She grabbed onto the waistband of his shorts and slid them easily down his legs. Once they reached his feet, he kicked them to the side. Doesn't look like a cucumber, she thought hopefully. Only his tight compression shorts remained now, as well as his shoes. The compression shorts hugged his body tight so that the outline of his bulky meat could clearly be seen. It looked like an extra large sausage from the grocery store that had been sealed in plastic. She gently traced its outline with her fingers. The monster underneath was so excessive that a part of her still believed she was being deceived somehow, that if she took off his last remaining layer, she would be disappointed. Eventually, her gentle hands left the bulge and her fingers hooked themselves around the tight waistband. Before proceeding, she looked up at him one more time. Her eyes sought one last approval from his. Come on, don't stop now, he thought. She saw no hesitation in his face, so she lowered hers back to the task in front of her. And with trepidation, she continued. She gave a light tug and began pulling. Her eyes started at his V-shaped pelvic muscle, and like a road sign, it pointed her in the correct direction. She continued pulling downward, exposing more of his upper thighs. If he had any pubes, she would have seen them by now. He must shave. That's nice, she thought. She kept pulling, and there it was. The thick base of his shaft. It was flesh-colored and attached to his body, the real thing, not an imposter. So far so good. At this point she decided she would savor the moment, and slowed her removal of his compression shorts to a snail's pace. He looked at their reflection in the large mirror. The image of her topless, on her knees in front of him, was so erotic that he thought he might blow just at the sight of it. She tugged the stretchy material down another inch, revealing more of the giant tool. She leaned in closer to get a better look as she unveiled another inch of his shaft. She slowly pulled downwards another inch. The smoldering feeling that had commenced between her legs a few days ago suddenly felt like it had erupted into a ravenous fire, burning red hot. She uncovered yet another inch of his long cock, but it showed no sign of stopping there. Holy shit. She was in awe. She slowly revealed another inch, and another, and another, and another, and another. His dense cock seemed to be endless. Her eyes widened, and her mouth was open in disbelief. She continued tugging at the material until it finally became snagged on the ridge of his bulbous tip. There it is, the end. I feared it would go on forever, she thought. She gave one final tug to get the tight material over the ridge. Like a soldier springing into action, his engorged cock sprang free from the restricting material and smacked her right in her surprised face. Splat, it sounded as it slapped against her cheek. Sorry, he said meekly. But she merely giggled at the unsuspecting harmless attack. Oh my god! She marveled at the meaty cock in front of her that swayed slightly from side to from his movement of kicking his compression shorts to the side. It pointed straight at her face like an arrow, forming a right angle with his chiseled stomach. She slid her hand up his smooth thigh and used just the tips of her fingers to handle the great tower of flesh, similarly to how she would hold a Polaroid photo. She gently hefted it up and from side to side, so she could examine it from every angle. She looked as if she was inspecting a fine piece of art rather than a throbbing piece of meat. It's so big. It's beautiful, she said more to herself than to him. Beautiful was not a term he had ever associated with his dick, but he was glad she liked it. The cold touch of her fingertips felt good against his warm, sensitive skin, and he wished she would hurry up and do whatever it was she had planned. Her heart raced as her eyes took it all in. She would guess it was a foot long. It looked comparable, or larger than her own forearm. Veins that had filled it with his blood could be seen wrapping around it on the underside of the thick shaft. The head was big, bulbous, and a darker color than the rest of the shaft. I have to taste it. It would be a sin not to, she thought. This time she did not ask his permission. With delicate fingers she lifted the heavy shaft so that the head pointed to the ceiling, exposing the sensitive underside. She cradled his smooth ball sack with her other hand and fondled them carefully. Oh shit, yes, he thought in pleasure. Then she leaned in close. She made her tongue broad and flat and stuck it out of her mouth as far as it would go. Then she placed her strong tongue against the base of his wide cock. She looked up at him, and then slowly licked upwards, dragging her wet tongue along every inch of his lofty shaft. When she reached the top, she used the skillful tip of her tongue to give the sensitive head a light flick.
Ah! A moan of pleasure escaped from his lips. You like that?
He bit his lip and nodded his head. She returned her gaze back to his swollen cock and gave it another lick. Like a popsicle, she licked from the base up to the very top. She continued this several times from varying angles until the underside was slick with her saliva. Then she wrapped her fingers around the base of his shaft, holding it firmly. My God, it's so girthy that I don't even come close to getting my fingers around it, she thought. While continuing to fondle his smooth ball, she slowly slid her hand up his firm shaft, and back down again. She held it like she would hold a bird, firm enough that it wouldn't fly away but not so firm that she choked the life from it. Looking back up at him, she lowered her mouth to the tip of his penis so that her soft lips kissed his sensitive head.
Yes, please, yes, he thought.
Without breaking eye contact with him, she gradually parted her plump lips and ever so slowly allowed his bulbous head to enter her loving mouth.
Fuck yes, he thought.
She held the base of his cock firm as she slid her lips past the bulbous head and took in an inch of his rigid shaft. Suddenly he was reminded of the straw she had sucked her protein shake with, except this straw was considerably larger, and the juices would take slightly more coaxing. She slid another inch of him into her warm mouth and then another. He watched in awe as her full lips moved further and further down his colossal cock. Finally, he felt the head of his penis pushing against the back of her throat. Wow, she made it pretty far, he thought. With no more room in her mouth, she stopped momentarily and closed her eyes to concentrate. She gave his balls a rest and placed her hand on the back of his ass, then she pushed on his ass, forcing in another inch of his cock. She reached for his hands and placed them on her head, implying she wanted his help. He obliged and pushed on the back of her head so that another inch disappeared into her mouth. She clenched her eyes shut tighter and swallowed several times. He felt the muscles in her throat pulling on his hard cock as she swallowed even more of him. Her lips were past the halfway mark and she desperately tried to swallow more. But it was too much, and she couldn't breathe. Maybe if his cock was more pliable I could get more, but it's just so damn solid, she thought. She pushed hard on his ass one last time to take in even a centimeter more, but that was it. It was long, but what really stopped her from going further was its great girth. It triggered her gag reflex. She retreated and allowed his cock to slip free from her mouth with a loud slurp.
Ah, oh my God,
she gasped for air.
Are you okay?
But she didn't answer. A strand of precum stretched from the tip of his penis to her fat bottom lip. His cock shone with her saliva. She looked up at him, smiled, and then looked back down at the massive cock that had bested her. She had done her best but still had several inches left to go. The thought excited her even more. As she caught her breath, Chris wondered if she was finished. Like a hungry lioness pouncing on her prey, she went back down on him. She kept the pace slow and only took the first 3 or 4 inches in at a time so that she could stay consistent. With her hand, she started stroking his extensive shaft. Her tongue wrapped around his cock like a python, while her lips slid up and down the slippery shaft like pillows. This feels amazing, he thought. After a while, she placed her other hand on his chunky cock as well. It was long enough that she could easily stroke with both hands while making love to the first several inches with her mouth. Her ponytail swung from side to side as she bobbed up and down on his cock. She stroked his cock with both hands in time with her mouth, wringing his shaft with her hands at the same time. The quiet room echoed with the sounds of her slurping mouth as she gobbled his tasty cock. Gradually her pace began to quicken, and it wasn't long before he couldn't stop himself from thrusting his pelvis slightly. He continued to hold her head as he gently fucked her mouth while she sucked. I'm not going to last much longer, he thought. She must have sensed the climax was coming because she let his cock slip free from her mouth again and slowed her stroking to a stop. I don't want the fun to be over just yet, she said. She stood and gave him a kiss with the mouth that had just been sucking his dick. She took a step back. She hooked her fingers underneath the waistband of her shorts. Then without bending her knees, she leaned forward and slid the shorts down her long smooth legs until they were at the floor. Damn, he thought. She did not have on any underwear. He could see her solid ass in the mirror's reflection. Its round shape was no surprise since he had already seen it before in skin-tight leggings. But it was also smooth as glass and evenly tanned. After pulling the shorts over her Nike shoes, the only thing either of them still had on at this point, she kicked them to the side, stood back up and parted her strong legs. In between her muscular thighs were dripping wet, pink, mature pussy lips. Holy shit, her pussy's smooth as hell, he thought. She stepped forward again, and they began kissing once more. His hands went straight to her voluptuous breasts, and began massaging while they kissed. But then he allowed his right hand to travel south, down her body, stopping between her legs. Damn, she's wet, he thought. He slid his hand along her slit without penetrating. She kissed him harder to show her approval. He continued rubbing at her twat, and then allowed one of his fingers to slide in. Again, she kissed him harder. He did not have her patience, so he let a second finger slide into her wet mound and he stabbed her with his fingers while continuing the rubbing motion with his palm. Her tongue wrestled its way into his mouth and writhed around like mad.
I want you to eat my pussy,
she told him, running her fingers across his lips. She did not have to ask twice. He took a knee on the mat that she had used earlier. She spread her legs for him as he began kissing her starved pussy. He placed both hands on either ass cheek and pulled her close as he began lapping at her cunt like a dog.
Oh yes, yes, that feels good,
she moaned. This was amazing, but he was eager to get her back on his cock, so he released her rear and stood up.
What are you doing?
She asked.
Just trust me.
Okay. Do a handstand facing me, he told her. I think I know where he's going with this. She placed her head on the mat, and he helped her to do a handstand. He grabbed her by the waist and lifted her into the air so that her thighs were resting on his broad shoulders. Naturally, she placed her hands on his hips to brace herself as she hung upside down. Her ponytail dangled beneath her. He chuckled with delight, which caused her to giggle.
Good idea,
she said upside down. In this position, her pussy was within reach of his tongue, and his firm cock was within reach of her mouth. Essentially a 69 position standing up. She kept one hand on his hip but began stroking his slick pole with the other. She also put her mouth on his cock and sucked as if her life depended on it. He drove his tongue as deep into her snatch as he could, then lapped at it several times before penetrating it again. He repeated this combination many times. This position also gave him great access to her clit, and he was sure to tease it sufficiently using the tip of his tongue. Before long, his tongue had her close to climaxing. With the pleasure building, she locked her legs behind his head and did her best to grind her pussy into his face. She also quickened her pace of sucking and stroking.
Oh fuck yes. Fuck yes.
She thought as she felt her body reaching climax. She wanted to open her mouth and scream with pleasure, but it was filled at the moment.
I'm going to bust,
he warned her. She immediately let go of his cock and took her mouth off him.
Set me down, set me down.
I want a good taste of this, she thought excitedly. He gracefully spun her around in the air and let her go so that she landed on her feet. She didn't waste any time in dropping to her knees and wrapping both hands around his rock-hard cock. She took it into her warm mouth and started bobbing as fast and as furiously as she could. She took as much of his giant cock into her mouth as she comfortably could each time before sliding her lips back up to his bulbous head before taking him in again. Again and again she did this with her hands vigorously pumping the rest of his thick shaft.
I can't hold it any longer, he said as he felt the juices in his balls churning.
She took her mouth off his cock and moved one hand to cup her heavy breasts. She continued to stroke his cock as fast as she could with her second hand.
Oh yeah, give me that hot cum. I want to taste it,
she said, pointing his cum gun towards her open mouth with her tongue extended. She really did want to taste his juices. She knew it would have been more efficient to simply keep it in her mouth, but she also knew that guys love this kind of shit, so why not? That had done it. Her on her knees, massaging her own tits, stroking his cock with the other hand, and asking to taste his cum with her mouth open wide. It was too much, and he couldn't help but moan as he exploded, and his first load was sent up the shaft. Katie had miscalculated the force at which his virile cock would spurt, and the first substantial load of cum hit her just above the eyebrow. The next spurt shot out and splattered across her upper lip. His pulsing cock erupted a third time and sent a thick load of cum that landed squarely on her broad tongue. The third and fourth volley began losing steam and fell onto her tremendous tits until finally it lost all power, and the juice merely seeped out of the tip. The thick goo dripped from her eyebrow and spread across her cheek. The whole time she continued to stroke his cock and only slowed once it was all finished. That was fucking incredible, he thought. She swallowed the load that had landed on her tongue, then she licked the cum from her lip and put her mouth on his cock again where she licked up the remnants. His head was even more sensitive now, but she was gentle with him as she milked out any last remaining drops.
Yum, nice and sweet, she said with a smile and released him.
She slowly stood to her feet, still covered in his semen.
Oh, here you go,
he said, and he grabbed a rag from one of the cleaning stations. The rags were normally used to wipe sweat off the equipment, but it would work fine. She wiped her face clean first, and then her breasts.
Wow,
was all he could think to say.
Right?
She smiled and wrapped her arms around him.
What exactly just happened?
He asked.
Honestly? She said. I'm not sure. But I liked it. Oh, well, me too, obviously.
He gushed, and she laughed.
Yeah, I could tell.
She teased him.
Are you going to charge me for this session?
He smiled and could feel his face turn red.
Wait, what about your husband?
He asked, concerned. Only a good guy like you would be worried about something like that at this moment, she said. It was true, he was worried. As amazing as Katie was, he didn't feel right about messing with a marriage.
You don't need to worry about that. And besides, I don't want to talk about it right now.
He didn't mention it again. Their image was reflected in the mirror, naked and embracing each other in the center of the room. It almost looked like a risque advertisement for sneakers. She kissed him softly on the mouth and explored his muscular body with her hands. Damn, I haven't even gone fully soft yet, but she's already getting me hard again, he thought.
You're just the whole package, aren't you? She said. What do you mean?
You're handsome, fit, kind, and to top it all off, God saw fit to bless you with this divine cock. And as she said it, her hand had traveled down to take hold of it. Her eyes widened in shock.
My God! You're still hard? What can I say? It's all you, he said. You're not exactly lacking in any department either. You mean I just sucked you off and he's already ready to go again?
She asked, amazed. She could feel it growing in her hand. Katie had never intended for this to happen. But when it did happen, she certainly did not expect anything more to happen than what already had. But as they stood there, his resilient cock in her hand, her imagination could help but begin to wonder. No, Katie. You've already taken it too far. Don't even go there, she thought. but as she gently stroked his healthy young member, the hungry beast inside of her stirred again. It was as if she had only begun to whet its appetite.
What are you thinking?
Oh, nothing.
She lied.
Come on, just tell me.
Great, she's probably feeling guilty now. He thought. She gave him a hard kiss on the mouth, pressing her big boobs against him.
I want you to fuck me.
She said quietly.
What?
Did she just say what I think she said? He wondered.
What?
Her grip on his dick tightened and she gently nibbled on his bottom lip.
I want you to stuff my soaking wet pussy with your big fat cock.
He couldn't believe what he was hearing. He fully expected to wake up any moment now because he was sure he was dreaming. Katie hardly believed the words that were coming out of her mouth either. But once they were out, she knew they were true. She had to satisfy this craving or else she thought she might die.
You're sure?
He asked.
Yes.
She answered.
But not here.
Where?
I don't know. Somewhere a little more comfortable. There are plenty of benches downstairs. He suggested.
Perfect.
She smiled.
I'll race you there.
She bolted to the door, and he was right behind her. He had caught her by the time they reached the top of the stairs, and he jumped down them several at a time. When he reached the bottom, he turned around to watch her descending. There wasn't an extra pound of fat anywhere on her entire body. Her leg muscles flexed, and everything was firm as she ran down the stairs. Except for the twins. They jumped up and down with each step and seemed to match the excitement on her face. When she neared the end, she jumped, and he caught her in his arms. They both laughed. Then she pulled the hair tie from her ponytail and shook her head several times so that her long, silky brown hair fell all around her. My God, she's sexy. He thought.
Good catch.
She commented. He carried her through the gym and then placed her gently on her back on a padded lifting bench. Her long hair fell on either side and reached the ground. Her heavy breasts expanded outwards as gravity pulled her abundant tit flesh towards her own rib cage. She spread her legs wide, exposing her hairless pussy. Oh man, this is really going to happen. I'm going to fuck her. He thought. He placed one hand on her hip for balance, and guided his hungry cock towards her thin slit with the other. She waited with anticipation. Being so exposed in such a large open area made her feel even more naked and vulnerable, which in turn excited her more for some reason. Finally, his bulbous head made it to her opening and pushed its way into her flowery folds.
Wow, that feels amazing. He thought.
Wait. Wait.
She called. He stopped with only the bulbous head inside her warm snatch.
No, no, no.
Please don't change your mind now. He worried.
You're bigger than my husband, much bigger. Take it slow.
He very carefully slid a little more of his magic stick inside of her.
Ah.
She moaned, half from pleasure, half from pain. He grabbed hold of both her outstretched legs now that he was partially inside. Slowly he eased another inch inside of her warm canal.
Ah.
She cooed again. She kept her eyes squeezed shut.
Keep going, but slow.
She cupped her breasts and felt another inch of thick cock slide its way into her taut little pussy. The first sensation was pain as it stretched the walls of her poor fuck hole to the limits. But then came a wave of pleasure, as those same walls clenched around the sturdy pull. It had been so long since her pussy had something this hard to hold onto. And never had it experienced something this large, it felt like a semi-truck was being driven up her pussy.
Ah.
She moaned with each inch of cock that speared her further. She opened her eyes briefly.
Holy fuck, it's only halfway in.
She exclaimed when she saw how much was left.
God, it's so big. Do you want me to stop?
Part of her wanted to say yes. She was scared his monster cock might tear her poor pussy to shreds. But the other part of her was thrilled that there was still cock left to take because it was just more cock for her to ride.
No, no. Keep going.
He did as he was told. Every inch he slid into her earned a gasp of pleasure and pain from her mouth. The more he crammed in, the tighter it felt. Each time he was certain that she would not be able to handle any more, but each time she surprised him by spurring him to go on. Finally, after what seemed like hours, he had impaled her with every inch of his lengthy cock.
Ah, fuck.
She moaned. Her tight cock squeezer fit like a glove. Pressure and pleasure could be felt along every part of his hot rod. Every muscle in his body desperately wanted to start thrusting into her. But he remained still, his pulsing prick soaking in her juices, because he did not want to hurt her.
Ah, fuck yes.
She moaned, more in pleasure now. She opened her eyes. The sight of him standing over her, balls deep inside of her, was exhilarating. The pain was subsiding and being replaced with immense pleasure. The walls of her pussy contracted over and over, squeezing the enormous foreign object. Oh my God, this feels so good. It's been much too long. I'm going to enjoy this. She thought to herself.
You can pump, just keep it slow.
She said, looking at him. He slowly retreated out a couple inches. His shaft was wet with her juices. Then he slowly slid back in.
Ah.
She moaned quietly. He repeated the process but removed a little more before slowly driving it back inside. Ah yeah, each time he slid out of her he retreated a little further, and every time he gently sunk his cock back inside he went until his balls touched her ass cheeks. Each one of these penetrations was accompanied by soft moans that gradually sounded more and more pleasurable as she grew accustomed to his thrusting. She watched closely as his rigid cock slid in and out, in and out.
Okay, I think I'm used to it.
She thought. She closed her eyes. She extended her arms above her and grabbed onto the iron bar that rested in the bench's rack for support and leverage.
A little faster.
She instructed. Finally. he thought. He lowered his hold on her legs and picked up the pace. Back and forth he went.
Harder.
He obeyed again. He pulled back, then rammed into her with a little more force. The extra force caused her breasts to jiggle slightly with each thrust. She lowered a hand to her clit and began rubbing. Her eyes remained closed.
Faster, go faster.
Again, he increased his pace.
Harder, fuck me harder.
She moaned as she rubbed her clit. He began thrusting with more force. Each time he rammed his cock back inside, he pulled on her legs as well. The sound of their bodies collided made a quite clapping noise. Fap, 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 fap. Her large tits moved further back and forth with each thrust.
Oh yes, fuck me harder, harder.
She opened her eyes to look at him. He leaned forward and put his hands on her waist, so he could drive into her even harder. He pulled her body into his each time he slammed his cock back inside her.
Oh yeah, harder, pound my pussy good.
She said in ecstasy while rubbing her clit furiously. In and out, back and forth. Fap, 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 fap. He was ramming her with his cock with quite a bit of force now. Again, and again he bashed into her. His thick cock slid in and out of her stretched pussy with relative ease now.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
She moaned as she arched her back during her climax. She let go of the bar and both arms fell limp to her sides. She nearly fell off the bench. He stopped his thrusting and pulled out of her.
Are you okay?
Okay? She said.
Your cock felt so good you just made me orgasm for the second time.
He felt a surge of pride.
Now it's my turn to fuck you.
She said.
Sit over there.
He took a seat on an inclined bench so that his torso was at a 45-degree angle. His towering cock pointed straight up at the ceiling. She approached, and he expected her to straddle him. She did but surprised him by straddling him backwards.
Grab onto the bar, she told him.
He reached back and did the same thing she had done moments earlier except he was in an elevated position. She stood with her legs on either side of him. He wanted so badly to reach out and grab her ass. The mirrored wall in front of them allowed him to see her front view as well as her back. With her legs fully extended, her dripping pussy hung just out of reach from the tip of his hungry tool.
Can you be a good boy and not buck?
She asked, looking over her shoulder at him. He nodded. She reached between her legs and took hold of his swaying shaft. Then she ever so slightly bent her knees so that his stretching flesh tower could just reach the inviting folds of her mound. She rubbed the head of his meat against the wet opening of her slit, back and forth. She teased him like this for some time before she bent her knees just a little further and pierced her opening with the first inch, or so of his pole. She rested her hands on her thighs and stayed like that for a while. His pelvis twitched and he fought the urge to let go of the bar, grab her by the waist and slam her down his throbbing shaft.
Nope.
She looked over her shoulder.
You just be patient.
Mercifully she bent her knees again and fell a little further down his pole. After a few minutes she dropped a little further so that about half of his pole remained. Then she bounced her ass up and down the top half of his pole but never descended below the halfway mark. Gosh, that feels good, but she's killing me, he thought. She smiled at him over her shoulder.
You like that?
She asked.
Yes. But why don't you just sit on me already?
He pleaded.
I will, but waiting makes it better when it finally happens.
His knuckles went white as he grabbed onto the bar tightly. Finally, she slid herself up to the top of his tall pole and then glided all the way down his shaft until her firm ass cheeks rested against his stomach.
Oh fuck,
he moaned.
You see?
She smiled, looking back at him. She sat in the same position that she was in when she had worked the thigh abductor machine. Arched back, ass down, with her thighs spread wide open. She slid all the way back up his slick shaft until his bulbous head was almost exposed before she slammed her ass back down, impaling herself on every inch of his cock. She did this again and again. She got faster and faster, twerking her ass, sliding up and down his pole. She arched her back and worked her muscular ass in a way that the rest of her body remained still. He watched the optical illusion in amazement as her heart-shaped ass slid up and down and up and back down again. Her firm ass cheeks clapped against his stomach every time she slammed back down. Clap, 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 clap. He couldn't keep his hands on the bar any longer. He reached forward and took two handfuls of her ripe ass as it worked tirelessly up and down his towering cock. She must have forgotten about her order because she didn't stop. He squeezed her ass cheeks together as she rode him. Then he spread them wide so he could see his cock penetrating her with each descent.
Slap my ass!
She moaned. Without hesitation, he spanked her on the ass. She looked forward and worked faster. He smacked her ass again, and it made a loud clapping sound. Like a horse that had just had its flanks slapped, she increased her pace. She twerked her round ass up and down his cock faster and faster. Clap, 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 clap. Finally, she gave up twerking and simply began bouncing up and down so that her own body weight helped her descent. His hands moved to her waist, and he helped to lift her up and pull her back down with each bounce. She fucked him good and long like this, but eventually her legs grew tired and she impaled herself with his shaft one final time, and then stayed there. While his thick cock filled her little pussy, she grinded back and forth, then side to side, and then all around without lifting herself up at all.
Play with my big titties while I fuck that fat cock,
she moaned. He leaned forward, wrapped his arms around her, and grabbed two handfuls of tit flesh while they grinded into one another. Her body was so hard, yet her big breasts were so soft. He could feel his balls begin to churn again. But just then she stopped and stood up. His dong slid out of her.
She took a few steps forward and then leaned her back against the mirror wall. He stood and walked towards her.
It feels so good, and I want to fuck all night, she said. But my muscles are aching.
I'm exhausted too, he admitted. He leaned in and kissed her, pressing her body up against the mirrored surface. She glanced down at his unyielding cock.
But we're not done until you bust inside of me.
She wants me to bust inside of her?
That's hot, he thought. I have an idea, follow me, she said.
She took hold of his swollen member, and she led him to the squatting racks. She left him by a metal rack and walked to the far wall where the resistance bands were hung. He watched her ass swish from side to side as she walked. When she returned, she had two thick resistance bands with her.
I'm not sure I follow, he said. Just loop these two around the pull-up bar at shoulder width as if you're going to do back rows with them.
He did as he was told.
Now help me get up there and stick my legs through the loops.
Now he saw where she was going. He lifted her up, she grabbed onto the pull-up bar, and then they stuck her legs through the resistance bands so that they were around her thighs. Then she let go of the bar and wrapped her arms around his neck. The heavy resistance bands supported most of her weight, so she hung in the air. His cock was level with her smooth mound. She had made a makeshift sex swing of sorts. But because she was hanging in the air, she would have little control over anything. A big grin spread across his face as he looked at her. Her long brown hair was down her back. Her muscular body was shiny, covered with a thin layer of sweat. Her magnificent tits hung just below his face. She was his personal fuck toy. He placed his hands on her waist and lifted her slightly so that her opening was above his cock. He rocked her back and forth so that his head rubbed against her clit.
Haha, now it's my turn to tease you, he thought. No more teasing. I want you to stuff my pussy and I want it now.
I guess not, he realized. All right, if that's what you want. With his head at the opening of her slit, he pulled her down hard and fast, ramming all of his immense cock into her at once.
Oh, fuck yes, she yelled.
He allowed the bands to pull her upwards until his shaft was nearly entirely exposed, and then pulled her down hard, stabbing her pussy again with his hulking cock.
Yes. Stretch my cunt out with your thick cock.
The dirty talk was working. The bands pulled her up and he pulled her back down again. Each time he pulled her down, he would thrust into her as hard as he could. Her tits bounced heavily up and down with each swing.
Oh, fuck yeah. Punish my pussy with that big fat cock,
she told him, looking straight into his eyes. He went harder and faster. The sounds of their bodies crashing into one another could be heard in every square inch of the gym. For a moment she wondered if they should tone it down, but then she remembered they were all alone and no one was around to hear them. I can scream and moan as loud as I want, she thought, and she did.
Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. Don't stop fucking me,
she yelled as loud as she could. Why the fuck would I stop? This feels amazing, he thought. He did what she asked. He punished her pussy. He slammed her body into his as hard and as fast as he could. Her huge titties were bouncing up and down even further now as they fucked. If the young boy who worked the front desk had been there now, he could have watched the two of them on security camera number 7. A little square image in the corner of the computer screen depicted them as he hammered into her. She was completely at his mercy as she swung back and forth.
Fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
She moaned as her head fell back and her eyes rolled into the back of her head. He could feel his balls churning again. It would come soon. He pummeled her pussy again and again. The force of their fucking had her fat tits flying up and down, knocking into one another and bouncing around wildly.
Fuck! Fuck!
She moaned. The bands allowed him to pull her down and let her slide back up his slick cock with incredible speed. He drove into her over and over like a jackhammer. His thick cock slid in and out of her narrow pussy like a battering ram. Holy fucking shit, I can't believe it, she thought before she started seeing stars.
Fuck! Aha!
Ah! Her screams of ecstasy became incoherent as her body was racked with a third orgasm. An explosion of hot pleasure erupted deep within her pelvis and then slowly spread throughout her entire body, even into her toes and fingertips. Her wet pussy grew even wetter with her juices as it began to spasm. He pulled her down onto his cock one last time and drove into her hard as his spent member shot load after load of hot cum deep into her pussy. He stepped backwards and let his spent schlong slip out of her love canal. He was exhausted. After a moment, Katie's neck regained strength and was able to lift up her head. She swung slightly back and forth. Her juices, mixed with his cum, started to leak out of her tender pussy and fall to the floor like a waterfall.
Help me out of here, she said quietly.
He lifted her out of the resistance bands, and then they collapsed onto the floor. She lay on top of him. When Chris awoke, he found Katie was still unconscious in his arms. He looked at the clock on the wall.
Holy shit! Wake up. The gym is opening soon. What?
She slowly roused. He left her there and quickly retrieved their clothes. They got dressed and walked to the parking lot. She rolled down the window of her Yukon after she started the engine.
That was amazing, she said.
Yeah, it was.
So, what happens now?
He asked.
Will I see you again? I don't know what happens, honestly, she said. But yes, you will definitely see me again.
She winked at him and pulled away. As she left, another car pulled into the parking lot. The young boy from behind the counter stepped out of it.
Oh, Chris, good you're here already. You can help me open up, he said. You're not going to believe how my date with Bridget ended last night.
Oh, yeah?
Tell me everything, he said.
Katie pedaled hard on the stationary bike. The gym was crowded. She still hadn't confronted Jordan about Stacy. She was still deciding how to handle it. He had come with her to the gym today. He was in front of the ellipticals trying to do pull-ups. Katie could see him from where she was. She could also see the mirror that still had smudges from her naked body when Chris had pressed her up against it. No had cleaned it yet, even though it had been a week. It had become a running joke between her and Chris to see how long it would be there. Someone came and sat at the bike next to her. Katie looked over. It was the blonde Barbie girl.
Hi.
The Barbie greeted her.
Hello?
She replied. Gosh, some guys here are such creeps. I was on the elliptical but finally had to move cause that guy in the red shirt wouldn't stop staring at me. Katie couldn't help but laugh. She was of course referring to her husband, Jordan.
Yeah, that guy is a creeper.
She agreed. But him on the other hand. The Barbie pointed to Chris. He was on the fly machine. You can bet I'd swallow for him, that's for sure. Katie laughed again. She looked at Chris. He caught her looking at him and winked at her. She winked back. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.